This is JIS News. Coming up, Parliament approves Jury Amendment Act. TAJ reports increased revenue collection since implementation of RAISE initiative, and Jamaicans urged to conserve energy this Christmas. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Upon the energy,
save today,
protect tomorrow.
Ease upon the energy,
upon the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease upon the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the Jury Amendment Act, which aims to improve efficient management of the country's criminal justice system. The legislation seeks to address the continuing problem of a shortage of jurors to serve the circuit courts, which has been contributing significantly to delays in the disposal of criminal cases.
And assure the House that while this is not a panacea for all the problems that exist, it goes a far way into reducing the challenges that the jury system has been subject to over the years.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. The bill amends the Jury Act to provide for, among other things, the production of an expanded list of potential jurors from a combination of the voters list and the list of persons with tax registration numbers issued under the Revenue Administration Act. Tax Administration Jamaica is reporting an increase in revenues since implementation of the Revenue Administration Integrated System RAISE. TAJ statistics indicate that the agency has consistently exceeded its monthly revenue targets since Phase 1 of RAISE was implemented in February. As of October 2015, total revenues for the fiscal year stood at $140.1 billion, $4.5 billion above the target of $135.6 billion. Revenues were also 8.2% above the figure for the same period last year. Business lead on the RAISE project, Jean James, says the system has allowed TAJ to beef up its collections framework.
And this is so as a result of the processes we have introduced, where we have return validations being done in the system. We also have electronic notification to the taxpayers. So when we generate our demand notices for those taxpayers who have web accounts, those notifications go directly to them immediately.
Ms. James was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. RAISE is an online platform allowing members of the public to access several TAJ services digitally. Meanwhile, Commissioner General of Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ Ainsley Powell says the implementation of the Revenue Administration Integrated System RAISE will lead to increased compliance among taxpayers. Mr. Powell says through the system's compliance management feature, TAJ is now better able to manage and take action against delinquent taxpayers.
And in that feature, we are able to rank by profiling delinquent taxpayers, move them up the line for compliance action. We have a strategy where we'll take it step by step. You could then eventually determine if this is a collectible amount, move it to a different strategy. If it requires court action, move it to that.
Mr. Powell says RAISE also has a discovery module which uses a mathematic algorithm to determine persons who should be included in the tax net and help the agency take action to collect taxes. And the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, is encouraging Jamaicans to conserve on electricity during the Christmas season. Information and Corporate Affairs Manager at the PCJ, Camille Taylor, says Christmas is usually a high-usage period as people often burn more energy with the staging of various events and activities associated with the holidays. She says it is against this background that the PCJ has embarked on a public education campaign aimed at encouraging Jamaicans to watch their energy usage during this time of year. Ms. Taylor is urging persons to use fewer lights in displays at their homes, stores, and offices. She says persons should use decorative material which can illuminate the area. She's also encouraging those who decorate Christmas trees to avoid leaving the lights on for more than 5 hours per day. Meanwhile, Ms. Taylor is encouraging Jamaicans who will be traveling during the holidays to unplug their electrical appliances before they leave home. She points out that appliances left plugged in continue to burn energy even when they are not being used. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.